Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building old-school DNB vocal texture for the timeless roller momentum inside Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is not about making some huge vocal hook that dominates the track. In drum and bass, especially in rollers and jungle-inspired cuts, the vocal is often more effective when it behaves like texture, attitude, and motion. Think of it like a ghost in the machine. It answers the drums, teases the drop, fills the gaps, and gives the groove a human edge without stepping on the bass line or the break. So the goal here is simple. Take one vocal phrase, chop it up, degrade it, and shape it so it feels like it belongs to the rhythm section. By the end, you'll have a gritty, sampled-feeling vocal edit that can sit over a 174 BPM roller, a darker jungle loop, or even a more atmospheric DNB arrangement. First, choose the right vocal source. For this style, you want something with character. A spoken line, a soulful phrase, a rough a cappella snippet, even a single emotional sentence can work really well. What you want is something that survives chopping. You're not looking for a polished pop vocal that already sounds finished. You're looking for source material with breaths, consonants, little tails, and bits of attitude that can be turned into rhythmic detail. Drag the vocal into Ableton onto an audio track. If you need to preserve pitch and formants while you're auditioning the timing, use Complex Pro Warp mode. If the vocal is already punchy and rhythmic, Complex or Beats can give it a tighter feel. Don't overthink perfect tuning right now. At this stage, you're hunting for usable syllables, breath noise, and tail ends. It helps to set the clip gain so your peaks sit somewhere around -12 to -6 dB. Trim away any extra silence so you can clearly see the phrase. Once you've found the section you want, consolidate it. That keeps the workflow clean and makes the edit easier to manage. Now we move into the fun part, slicing. You can use sliced a new MIDI track if you want a quick chop workflow, but for this lesson, I want you to start in arrangement view and manually cut the phrase first. That gives you more control over where the syllables land, which is a big deal in DNB because timing is everything. Cut on consonants, breaths, and vowel starts. Leave tiny tails on some slices so they can breathe into the groove. Build 6 to 12 short fragments from one phrase, rather than heaping one long vocal line intact. Duplicate the strongest chop to a few different spots if it works musically. Try to think in three roles. One kind of chop is your anchor. That's the syllable or word that defines the phrase. Another is your rhythm chop. That's the short fragment you can use almost like a percussion hit. And the third is your tail chop, which is the breathy ending or vowel sustain that gives you atmosphere and glue. A strong old-school pattern might be a longer hit on the first beat, then a couple of shorter replies on the offbeats, with a tail landing just before a snare. That call and response feeling is a huge part of what makes jungle edits feel alive. Now shape the vocal like it's part of the drum arrangement. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They place the vocal on top of the beat instead of inside the groove. In DNB, the best vocal edits interact with the break. They don't just float above it. If your break is busy, place the vocal in the gaps between snare ghosts and kick accents. If your break is more stripped back, let the vocal answer the snare. You want a conversation happening between the vocal and the drums. A simple way to think about it is snare, vocal, kick, fill, vocal, tail, next snare. That push and pull is what creates momentum. Use slip mode and warp markers to make tiny timing adjustments. You'd be surprised how much difference a few milliseconds makes. If you want a looser, more soulful feel, push a chop 5 to 20 milliseconds late. If you want a more aggressive drive, place it 5 to 15 milliseconds early. Small moves, big vibe. At this stage, the vocal should not feel like a lead. It should feel like part of the rhythm engine. Now let's build a texture chain using stock Ableton devices. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so you keep the low end clean. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it gets harsh, gently cut somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Next, add saturator. Use soft clip and bring the drive up around 2 to 6 dB. This gives you that heated, slightly worn edge that works so well in old-school inspired DNB. If needed, pull the output down so you're not just making it louder. After that, try redux or erosion. Keep it subtle. You want texture, not destruction. With redux, a bit of sample rate reduction and a mild bit depth drop can add a worn dubplate feeling. With erosion, use it lightly for grit and air. Then add a compressor. A ratio around 2 to 1 to 4 to 1. A medium attack and a medium release should help glue the chops together. You only need a few dB of gain reduction. The point is consistency, not smashing the life out of it. Finally, add a short reverb. Keep the decay around half a second to a little over a second, with a bit of pre-delay and low cut inside the reverb, so you don't muddy the mix. For old school texture, less is usually more. You want the sense of age and space, not a glossy wash. Now we make the sound bigger without losing focus by using return tracks. Create two return tracks. One can be your dark room, and the other can be your dirt and width layer. On the dark room return, use echo with short feedback, a filtered darker tone, and maybe a little reverb after it. You can also place an auto filter after the echo if you want more movement. Try sync delay times like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 depending on the groove. On the dirt and width return, try saturator, redux or light overdrive, and maybe utility if you need stereo control. Keep this return subtle. It's there to add dimension around the vocal, not turn it into a cloud. Then send different fragments to the returns at different amounts. Short chops can take a bit more dirt. Longer tails can take more space. That contrast is powerful. It keeps the main vocal punchy, while the returns create atmosphere around it. And that contrast is one of the key ideas in this lesson. Dry and wet, close and far, present and hidden. Old school vocal texture works best when it moves between those states. Next, make the vocal feel like it belongs to the track. Use auto filter or a light filter delay for movement. A bit of filter automation can make a simple chop feel alive, especially if you open it into a drop or close it down before a transition. Try automating the cutoff so the vocal opens slightly as you approach the drop. A little resonance can sharpen the edge and give it that old school character. Then pull the cutoff down for the last chop before the drop to build tension. If the vocal still feels too clean, darken it. A small high frequency cut above 6 kHz can help, or a gentle low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. If it feels too modern, try a little more saturator or subtle redux. You can even alternate tiny pitch changes across repeated chops, like -1, 0, and +1 semitone, to create a bit of tape-worn wobble. This is the point where the vocal starts feeling like it was worked into the track rather than pasted on top. Now commit to audio. This is a classic DNB move. Print it, resample it, and then re-edit it. Route your vocal track to a new audio track set to resampling or input from the vocal bus, and record a pass of the process texture. Once you've got that new audio clip, edit it again. Remove the weak bits. Reverse one or two tails. Isolate a breath or consonant for a fill. Chop the best fragments into one bar or two bar phrases. This is where the sound starts getting that lived-in jungle quality. You're no longer just editing a vocal. You're making a sample that feels like it belongs to the tune. A really effective move here is to make two versions. One should be tight and dry for the drop. The other should be washed and degraded for the intro or breakdown. That gives you instant arrangement contrast. Now let's place the vocal inside a proper DNB arrangement. For the intro, use filtered vocal fragments with space around them. Let the drums breathe. In the build, bring in more repeats, more filter opening, and maybe a few echo throws. In the drop, strip it back to the most rhythmic fragments so the vocal acts more like percussion than a featured part. In the switch-up, rearrange the chops or reverse a tail. In the outro, simplify it again so it fades out naturally. You can automate send levels to the delay before transitions, mute the wet return for a bar and slam it back on the downbeat, or cut the vocal entirely for a single bar before it returns. Those small contrast moves create a lot of energy. And remember, in a roller, less can absolutely be more. Sometimes one well-placed vocal echo before a snare says more than a whole phrase. Now do a quick mix check. Make sure the vocal is not fighting the kick, the sub, or the snare. Use utility to collapse the vocal to mono and see if it still has presence. If it disappears in mono, the edit might be too dependent on width or effects. The core rhythm should still work. Check that the high pass is doing its job. Watch for low-mid buildup from reverb and delay. Make sure the consonants aren't clashing with the snare around 2 to 5 kHz. If the vocal is poking out too much, don't just turn it down blindly. Try automating clip gain or sending less to the returns. The goal is for the vocal to feel like momentum, not like a separate lead line. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't use too much vocal. If the roller feel starts disappearing, you probably chop too much or use too many fragments. Don't leave too much low end in the vocal. High pass it harder if you need to. Don't drown it in reverb. You want atmosphere, not fog. Don't chop randomly. Let the snare and break define the rhythm. And don't forget mono compatibility. In DNB, your vocal texture needs to survive in the same world as the drums and bass. Here are a few pro moves if you want a darker, heavier result. Layer a very quiet noise or air texture from erosion to make the vocal feel haunted. Reverse one short tail before the downbeat for classic tension. Duplicate a chop and pitch one copy down 3 to 5 semitones, then keep it low in the mix for minutes. Use delay only on the last word of a phrase sometimes, because that one throw can sound massive. And if the break is busy, place your vocal fragments in the offbeat gaps rather than right on top of the snare.